78 degrees in Nashville. Good morning. I'm Justin Barney, and here's the latest from WPLN News at 9:04 a.m. After last-minute redistricting effort at the urging of President Donald Trump, many voters who are heading to the polls today find themselves in new congressional districts. That means voting for some candidates who are less familiar or newly in the race. And as WPLN Cynthia Abrams reports, some of these primaries, particularly on the Republican side, look pretty tight.
In the state's 5th district, internal polling shows incumbent Andy Ogles neck and neck with former state agriculture commissioner Charlie Hatcher. And while Ogles has President Trump's endorsement, Hatcher received one from the governor just this week. And in District 6, two well-funded, experienced Republicans are vying for the spot. State Rep. Johnny Garrett is facing a former member of Congress, Van Hillary. When redistricting blew the 9th district open, two GOP state lawmakers threw their hats in the ring, Representative Brent Taylor from Memphis and Representative Todd Warner from Lewisburg. While both have sided with President Trump, Taylor won the endorsement. That district, which formerly included mostly Memphis, was the state's lone Democratic congressional seat. Cynthia Abrams, WPLN News.
Polls will be open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. tonight. After they close, you'll be able to find outcomes on our homepage, WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.